Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The State Board of Elections on Tuesday unanimously certified the results of the 2024 general election. More than 5.7 million votes were counted this year. Now, there are a number of races across the state that have not been certified yet because they're being contested. None of them are here in Columbus County. However, one statewide race is currently separated by less than 600 votes. That's the North Carolina Supreme Court Associate Justice seat number 6. Jefferson Griffin and the State Republican Party are challenging more than 60,000 voters' eligibility in that race. In other news today, a Wright Road couple was jailed on charges of simple assault and misdemeanor child abuse on Friday. Matthew Blake Coker, age 36, and Sarah Barnes Coker, age 35, were arrested at their home in the 4700 block of Richard Wright Road. Matthew Coker was charged with misdemeanor child abuse. Sarah Coker was charged with two counts of simple assault. In an unrelated case, Charmin Tolson of Whiteville has been jailed on a single charge of indecent liberties with a minor. Tolson, age 71, was taken into custody Monday near Canal Street in Whiteville. He was released on a $10,000 secured bond. Hope you're ready for some cold weather, folks, because it's getting ready to get that way. The first real cold snap of the year will move in Friday after a series of storms on Thanksgiving Day. Temperatures will likely struggle to break the mid-50s after the rains, with 40s in the daytime and some 20s at night. We'll start on Friday. By the first of the week, we could see single-digit wind chill numbers. Because of the cold weather, Community CPR is seeking space heaters and donations to buy heaters for area residents in need. Contact Wally's Todd and Community CPR via Facebook for more information. The Highway Patrol has kicked off the Thanksgiving Clicker Ticket effort. Local agencies and troopers will be looking for seatbelt violations, speeders, and impaired drivers through December 1st. Thanksgiving week is expected to be even busier than usual this year due to lower gas prices. Saturday has got two great big events going on in downtown Whiteville. You can get there and spend the whole day. The Shop Our Stores on Small Business Saturday gives shoppers all kinds of alternatives to the big box stores. Plus, you're getting to support your neighbors and area small businesses at the same time. Several stores have special programs going on, as well as some entertainment, snacks, all kinds of fun stuff. The Welcome Asuan Heritage Celebration also starts Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Museum of Science in downtown Whiteville. That's at the intersection of Columbus and Madison Streets. There'll be dancing, arts and crafts, Indian culture, and much more. That event is free. The Veterans Memorial Park of America is going to be a stop this year for the Wall That Heals. That's going to be in April. The Wall That Heals is a full-size replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. It has a large traveling museum telling the stories of combat casualties of Vietnam. It also has a collection of items left behind by visitors to the wall. Park volunteer Angela Norris said it's a major honor to be chosen by the wall's nonprofit, and the visit is expected to be one of the biggest events yet at the park, drawing folks from all over the region. Columbus Animal Protective Services is closed to intakes and strays this week as the shelter undergoes a deep cleaning. Only emergency calls will be accepted through December 2nd. If you have a true animal emergency, call 911. You need to get your orders in for the East Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation Pork Chop Plate Sale. Plates are $10. They'll be available December 6th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Folks, I can tell you personally, they're some of the best ones you'll ever eat. Call or text 910-617-9056. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.